the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is a Feed the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. It was a heck of a weekend for your boy. It was a heck of a weekend for Mr. Lundy as he continued to spring upsets in our local 16-team Superflex League, making the fantasy finals thanks to the buzzsaw, the rolling ball of butcher knives, that is one Derrick Henry. So congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, my man. It's been a while since I have been able to cash a ticket, shall we say, in this particular league. So I'm kind of happy to be back into the championship round. Now, of course, I'll probably get my ass kicked.
That's a distinct possibility. I went 15-7 in props yesterday. So it was splendid. It was a spectacular. It was a money-making Sunday for this blathering idiot. So let's keep the good times a rolling. We're going to get to a Monday night feed five, but I do want to work in a college basketball outline parlay if you want a little side dish to the main course. And it's a three banger this time. And we got the two top teams in the country playing one another, or not against one another, but playing tonight in Gonzaga and Baylor. And I'm going to throw in a random mid-major that I like. I am on the alt-line parlay. And again, these are teasers that you can kind of put together. And you can vary it in terms of the overall spread. You don't have to tease it by a blanket sum. You can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. I tease it down with Gonzaga minus 33.5 against Northwestern State, who, by the way, lost to Texas Tech by 43 in November and is number 325 in defensive efficiency, and they like to run. Well, so does Gonzaga, so good luck there. I'm teasing down Baylor to minus 37 against the powerful Arkansas Pine Bluff Club that is getting rolled by pretty much everybody. St. Louis beat them by 53, Wisconsin beat them by 30. Marquette beat him by 42, and Baylor is just clobbering fools right now. Kansas State, no match. They beat him by 31 on their last game. They beat Stephen F. Austin by 31. They beat Washington by 34. They beat Louisiana by 32, and all those teams I mentioned are inside the KenPom top 180. That is not the case with Arkansas Pine Bluff, one of the worst teams in college basketball. And then I'm taking the Belmont, the other Bruins, against Evansville. Evansville, one of the worst teams, according to the KenPom ratings that are out there. And Belmont's won by double figures on the road here in back-to-back games against Lipscomb and Tennessee State. And it's only minus 5 there. So you take Gonzaga, minus 33.5, Baylor, minus 37, Belmont, minus 5. Slap them all together. It's plus 206. Loving that one on an alt-line parlay play. If you want a little extra spice here on your Monday night, and if you want to get in on that college basketball parlay or any other basketball, look, the 2021 NBA season is here. The teams around the league took the offseason to retool and revamp and are ready to hit the court. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. Trying DraftKings Sportsbook is easy, so what are you waiting for? Get on all the action right now. And to celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right. All you got to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week. And if your team wins, you cash a crisp $100 bill, y'all. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Make it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code FTN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any featured matchup this week for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Monday's Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's talk about this godforsaken matchup tonight. And this is one that only gamblers and fantasy players could love. That's it, Lundy. There's no other rhyme or reason to it. And let's get to T. Higgins. who will have a new quarterback under center, and it is the newly armed Ryan Finley, and that is bad news for him. I am taking the under on the rookie wide receiver, 40.5 yards. You look at Ryan Finley in three starts last season for this club. He was number 31 in adjusted completion percentage and had an 18.5 deep ball passer rating. When your deep ball passer rating matches my IQ, that is not a good thing. Finley also averaged a 5.4 YPA. Now, 17 wideouts have gone over this proposed total, including Higgins, who, with Joe Burrow at the controls in Week 10, had 7 catches on 9 targets for 115 yards. But his 17 catchable target rate is number 7 in terms of target quality. That is going to plummet. This is just a bad pairing. With a soft-armed T-Rex-style quarterback and a guy that likes to stretch the field. So I don't think they're going to be able to connect very much in this game at all, though you can throw on the Steelers. So fade or follow, my under 40.5 yards for T. Higgins.
Yeah, just because you can throw on the Steelers doesn't mean you will throw on the Steelers. I think that's the problem you got with Ryan Finley. Yeah, a little bit of a noodle arm, kind of T-Rex, and T. Higgins, what he's good at, Ryan Finley is not good at. So got to take the under on this one. Maybe he gets lucky, gets a couple of catches, but I don't think he's going to wind up with the kind of total, especially if you're a fantasy owner and you're hoping that he's going to guide you into the next round. Wrong. Not going to happen with Higgins with this one, not with Finley at quarterback. I'll follow and take the under.
Yeah, T. Higgins, certainly not a Rudolph for fantasy or sports betting purposes.
Number 4.
All right, let's talk about Ryan Finley. I don't give a crap about his arm. In fact, I'll give you a little bonus time. I'm on the under. 189.5 pass yards for him. In those three starts I mentioned last year, he only went over that total once. Interestingly enough and coincidentally enough, it was against Pittsburgh, but by like 2 yards. I do like his ability to run. Because he is an opportunistic scrambler, and it's just 9.5 rush yards. That's it. You have one of the most aggressive blitzing defenses in the league. Number 2 in blitz percentage this season are the Blitzburg Steelers. So they love to apply the pressure, and it takes one flush out of the pocket, and Ryan Finley could get a chunk gain in this contest. So last year against Pittsburgh, he only had 8 yards on 2 carries, but in the other 2 games, he went for 47 rushing yards and 22 rushing yards. So a deceptive speed that he possesses, and I think he will be opportunistic at least a couple times tonight. Low threshold to cross. So give me the over. Ryan Finley, 9.5 rush yards at a minus 112 juice. Fade or follow?
I'll follow on this one. This is a low enough number. You know, I'm not really high on just about anything Ryan Finley's going to do in this game. But, you know, as soon as I saw the line being single digits on the rushing, I was with you. I thought, you know what, a couple of blitzes, maybe he escapes, gets out, you know, gets stretches up that pocket forward or gets out to the outside. 9.5, come on, that's not too bad of a number. I'll take that. That might be the only excitement that we have with Ryan Finley in tonight's game.
Yeah, if Gilbert can do it, if Trace McSorley can do it, Ryan can certainly run.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. MonkeyKnifeFight player prop of the day presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just more or less, over or under on all of your favorite players and their props, whether it's touchdowns, fantasy points, passing yards, receiving yards, rushing yards. They got it all at MonkeyKnifeFight.com and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. Go there now. MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Promo code FTN. Let's talk about Big Ben Roethlisberger. 19.5 fantasy points is a line here. Remember, it's 1 point for every 20 yards passing, 4 points per passing touchdown. And of course, I'm taking the over. He annihilated the over in this first match. Remember back in Week 10 against the Bengals, 333 yards, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, 4 touchdowns through the air. This is a get-right spot for this ailing offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big Ben has really struggled on passes beyond 20 yards this season. QB 31 in deep ball passer rating with a 72.3 mark there. But the Bengals have allowed 7.4 pass yards per attempt, 254.4 pass yards per game, 1.9 passing touchdowns per contest. 6 signal callers, again, including Big Ben back in Week 10, went over and into the 20s in terms of fantasy points output. I think Roethlisberger is going to do it. for the second straight time against this intradivisional rival. So fade or follow my over 19.5 fantasy points for Big Ben.
He crushes this one, Brad. I'm way over on this one. And in fact, part of the reason why is because of something you just mentioned is for folks to remember the way MKF does it. It's 1 point for every 20 yards as opposed to 25. That starts to add up over time. I think he's good for two touchdowns, maybe a third. But this is a get right opportunity for him. I think he winds up around 23, maybe 25, somewhere in that range. So this to me feels like a solid number. Take the points in a get right. He's not going to throw it, you know, as you said, not the deep ball. It's not going down the field for huge chunks of yardage, but he's going to be able to get the yardage, I think, against Cincinnati. This should be pretty easy. Let's take the over.
Stack those points high with the Steeler.
Number two.
All right, let's get back to DraftKings Sportsbook. And they have some of these head-to-head matchups that you can, you know, lay a little action on. Usually it's like quarterback versus quarterback. Sometimes it's running back versus running back. This one is wide receiver versus wide receiver. Who will have more yards tonight? T. Higgins, who I'm already down on, or Chase Claypool. And, of course, I'm taking Claypool here at a light juice, just minus 106. And I'm talking not total yards. We're talking receiving yards because sometimes Claypool can get some of those jet sweeps. But, you know, you look, Claypool, 10 targets, 4 receptions, 56 yards, and a pair of touchdowns in the first matchup back in Week 10. And I remember I told you that Higgins went over the century mark, but that was with Joe Burrow. Now you got Ryan Finley, and I told you how poor this pairing really is. It's like milk and steak unless you're a Harbaugh. It just doesn't go together all that well. But you look at Claypool, number 5 in the NFL, and total deep targets, averaging 1.7 per game, 12.7 in terms of average depth of target, and he's number 6 in unrealized air yards. Again, that speaks to the struggles of Roethlisberger on some of those deep passes, but tonight, against this very flexible, very pliable secondary, I think he's going to take advantage against the Bengals, who don't apply much pressure on the pocket. Second lowest pressure rate in the NFL. So Ben Roethlisberger should have plenty of time to cock, lock, and fire. And I think he's going to connect often downfield with Claypool. And in the end, Claypool will compile more yards compared to Higgins. So battle of the rookies here. Give me Claypool all day. Fade or follow.
I like these head-to-heads on DraftKings. They're fun, especially when you get into receiving yards. This is a mismatch, though, and I like the fact that it's got the light juice. I think Claypool finishes close to 50 yards, probably 4 catches in there, and we already said we thought Higgins was going to be under. So this, to me, is another solid matchup. But you're right. These are fun. One of the cool things DraftKings does, when you get these matchups between the quarterbacks, the running backs, wide receivers, they set these up, and sometimes you can find them, like Brad, you just did this morning with the light juice on Claypool. I'll take it. I'll follow.
Yeah, baby! Cannonball splash into that clay pool.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's work in another Steelers wide receiver. No, I'm not going to touch Deontay Johnson at all, because if he puts a ball on the ground, everybody's screwed. But it could benefit this guy, could buoy him. It's James Washington, and it's a really low line for him. It's just 23.5 receiving yards, and I'm taking the over here out of minus 112 juices. Last couple of weeks, due to Johnson's struggles, Washington has got more run in this offense. 29 routes run 2 weeks ago. 31 routes run last game against the Buffalo Bills. And in those contests, he combined for 10 targets, 5 catches, 109 yards. So he's gone over this threshold. And against Cincinnati, on a lighter workload, he had 2 catches for 30 yards, no touchdown in that matchup back in Week 10. Really, honestly, Lundy, only takes 1 catch for Washington because he's got that big play field-stretching ability. And again, if Johnson, in that case, the drop sees, continues to plague him, that only benefits Washington in the end. So there are a lot of outs, a lot of potential here for him to hit the over on the 23.5 yards, and that's why I'm leaning that direction. I think it's a really good bet. So fade or follow over James Washington, 23.5 receiving yards.
5 for 5 on a Monday, Brad. I'll follow.
Yeah.
Main reason why is the same reason I was talking about Ryan Finley with the rushing yards. All it takes is one. And with James Washington, that's the case with this kind of an over-under for him. This is a low number sitting at 23.5. You know, yes, you know, getting a couple of catches is obviously going to make it easier for him, but he is enough of a receiving threat that he can do it in one catch. And so when you see a number that low, that's one of the things I look for in the player prop, something where I say, hey, it doesn't take a whole lot of volume for the guy to hit this number. I think he's got a solid opportunity. And as you said, Johnson keeps putting it on the turf. And if he keeps putting it on the turf, he's going to be sitting his butt on the bench. So Washington's going to be out there and be the beneficiary of it. So I like it. Let's take the over. Let's go 5 for 5 and cash some tickets.
Yeah, baby. Let's stay hot and sizzling here on this Monday night. And we're going to be here all week. I know it's the holiday week for a lot of us, and most of us have already mentally checked out weeks and months ago because 2020. But we're going to have new episodes throughout the entire course of the week tied to whether it's college basketball or, of course, the NFL. And we've got a game on Friday, on Christmas Day. So we're going to have a podcast dedicated to player props there to maybe put a few extra dollars into your stocking here this holiday season. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy at Nate Lundy on Twitter. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos and check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And also drop us a rating and a review, would you very kindly? If you're making money off of this podcast, if you're just enjoying the listen, it really helps out our program tremendously. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.